the cost of webinar registration is going through the roof, especially depends on what niche you're in. If you happen to be in the business opportunity, internet marketing, financial, investing, real estate, these niches, man, the cost of a registration for a webinar now, we're talking $20 a registration. Whew, it's high. And can you believe it? We're still making it work.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another fighting episode. And I think this is my third or fourth episode I'm filming in this beautiful set. So if you can't see my set because you're listening to the podcast on audio, go to YouTube right now. Check it out. It's awesome. I love it. Still evolving and amazing things happening. Today, we are going to continue talking about copy and funnels. And we are going to talk about the three funnels that'll make me a $30 million or more this year in 2021. This is so crazy. And you know what? All three funnels, we're going to have some training about coming up in our summit. We've got thousands of seats already filling up. This is a virtual summit. It's absolutely free. It's from your home. Here's the deal. It's about copy and funnels, but in the end, it's really about building a business where you sell courses and information on the internet. So if you are interested in building a business that's fully digital, that's all about selling courses and information online, you can't miss this event. We're going to be giving you templates. We're going to be literally giving you things on silver platter that you can take and run with. It's a two-day virtual event. It's right from your home. It's absolutely free. There is no catch. There is no VIP seats. I'm not selling you anything. Go to www.learn.com/C as in copy, F as in funnel, summit, S-U-M-M-I-T. So again, LURN.com/CF summit. All right, go check that URL out. It's absolutely free. Save your seat. Like I said, we've already got thousands of people filling in the form and saving their seats. You got to make sure you're there. November 8th and November 9th, it'll be happening virtually, daytime, live, coming to your house. All you have to do is have an internet connection and you can watch. We are going to be having 19 of the world's top speakers coming in who collectively have done over $1 billion in sales. All information marketing. How cool is that? So this is your opportunity. This is your chance. Make it happen. All right. Go to learn.com/CF summit. So today I want to give you a little dose of all the amazing things that we're going to be talking about coming up. So what are the three funnels I have used the most in 2021? And why is it that only two of them are going to be making it into my copy and funnel summit? I'm actually purposely leaving one of them out. And I don't mean to get personal. I want to upset anybody, all right? Because the type of funnel that I'll be leaving out is that some of the experts in that type of funnel are very dear friends of mine. I'm just leaving it out because my goal and my mission is always to teach you what I'm doing, right? And I want to be able to put my money where my mouth is. Well, this one funnel, although it's done very well for me in 2021, it won't be really making it with me into 2022. And I'll explain why. But the other two funnels will be, I'm going to be kicking butt with them in 2022, and I'll explain to you why. All right, so what are the three funnels? Ready? Funnel number one is a good old classic webinar funnel. Funnel number two is a summit funnel. Does that sound familiar to you? We have a summit funnel happening right now. I'm giving you an invitation to a free two-day virtual summit. Number three is the challenge funnel. All right, now I have done a lot of all three of these and the jury is out now, in my opinion, on all of them. So a webinar funnel is your traditional evergreen webinar funnel, right? If you are very interested in shaking hands with, rubbing shoulders with, and seeing the top of the world when it comes to webinar funnels, go to an event called WebinarCon, Webinar C-O-N, like for conference, WebinarCon.com. All right, I know it's a little hard to say. WebinarCon.com is run by two very good friends of mine, Ron and Andy. And I don't even know if you're qualified. If you're just beginning, you won't qualify. But webinar funnels are here. They are staying. They will be here. They will stay. They're getting tougher though. And we'll talk about that in this podcast. And I'll explain to you what you need to be looking at, how you need to rethink the way you do webinar funnels. and what I'm going to be doing with them in 2022. So webinar funnels is when you go to a page, you pick a date and time, you register your seat for it, and then it's run through an automated system. You log in, you watch a presentation, typically 1 to 2.5 hours. And at some point during that presentation, they make you a pitch. It's for a product that's $997, $1997, $2997, upwards as high as $3,497. And then, of course, after the webinar funnel, after the webinar is over, there's a replay period, an encore period, and then there's an extension of the funnel. If you're wondering what this funnel looks like, we have the person who built our first evergreen funnel at Learn, Dan Lehman, is going to reveal to you his entire funnel secret. He has generated tens of millions of dollars in sales. I believe personally, he is the best automated webinar funnel person I've ever met. The guy's a genius. He used to work here at Learn, still a dear friend of mine, still advises us on our own webinar funnel. So I'm getting straight from the source. At the summit, he's doing an entire presentation, he's revealing exactly how the funnel works, what the pages look like, what the flow looks like, how long a webinar funnel goes, what numbers to expect out of a webinar funnel. If you put a dollar in, how many dollars should come out? All of this will be there. So go again to learn.com/CF summit, save your seat. Dan Lehman will be there to reveal to you the entire webinar funnel. All right. So how is it changing? Is it the same as it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Not at all. All right, so how's it changing? It's getting harder. How's it getting harder? Price is going up. The cost of webinar registration is going through the roof, especially depends on what niche you're in. If you happen to be in the business opportunity, internet marketing, financial, investing, real estate, these niches, man, the cost of a registration for a webinar now, we're talking $20 a registration. Whew, it's high. And can you believe it? We're still making it work. We're still superbly profitable. I am paying as high as $30 per registration on some of my funnels and still profitable. So a lot of that has to do with how vetted my accounts are. My pixels are super strong now. So I may pay $30, but I'm getting like the perfect person to register, right? But across the board, if you're just getting started with an automated webinar funnel, it's getting expensive when it comes to advertising. So what does that mean to you? I told you it's expensive, but still profitable. So how is that? Well, two areas that you now have to start changing about how you do webinar funnels. Number one, you have to extend the length of your webinar funnel. This is exactly what Dan Lehman is so good at, and he's going to reveal to you at the Copy and Funnel Summit how he extends the webinar funnel, right? And that in itself makes it possible. Without extending our webinar funnel, so for example, most people run a webinar funnel for like 4 or 5 days. So you register, they show an encore, show a replay, done, 4 or 5 days. If I did that with my webinar funnels right now, we'd be out of business tomorrow. My webinar funnels go almost 2 to 3 weeks. And it's made a massive impact, all right? So again, how that looks, what that looks like, Dan's gonna share with you on November 9th. So it's the second day of the summit is all about funnels. The second thing is you've gotta change how you look at the data. Look, if you wanna be profitable out the gate, if you actually wanna be making money within the first 7 or 10 days of paying Facebook, it's tough, damn near impossible. It's possible for Learn because our accounts are so freaking optimized and we have such large warm audiences, it's making it possible. But if today I was starting from scratch with a cold account, cold audiences, I just can't do it. So how do you have to look at the data differently? Give it 2 or 3 months. Listen, you have to assign a value to the fact that you picked up an email lead that you'll now be selling other products to. You have to assign a value to the fact that 60% of the people who buy your product are going to pay using the payment plan. That means the next month they're going to have a payment that they'll offer you. You have to take into account the fact that you might have back-end coaching programs, other high-ticket offers that these people will, some a portion of them will go on to upgrade to. So you have to look at your data differently. You can't just look at the at-cart value of that offer. You need to have more offers behind it. You need to give it 30, 60, maximum 90 days. And you have to look at your business with a more long-term perspective. And I know that's tough. For people that are just getting started in the webinar business, this is a big deal breaker for a lot of people because they just don't have the patience for it. But this is also why companies like Learn and other big companies in the space will always eat your lunch, because we do look at it that way. We are willing to go 30, 60, 90 days to break even. That's actually the big thing that we're going to be doing at Learn now moving into next year. The big focus for us is going to be changing how we look at the data and loosening that noose a little bit so we can acquire, buy more traffic, because the person who can pay the most for traffic is the person that wins. So two things. Number one, what did I say? Extend your funnel. Number two, look at the data differently. Be ready to, you know, you got to have your back-end offers ready. It just is what it is. Listen, there is no shape, there is no circumstance in which I see Facebook or Google charging less. It ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. Okay. So if you want to learn more about webinar funnels, learn.com/CF Summit. Number two, let's talk about the summit funnel. I love summit funnels. I didn't do enough of them in 2021. I will be doing a lot more in 2022. Why do I love summit funnels? Listen, summits are an event. They're live. They're an event. It's a great opportunity for you to rally the troops, right? It creates a new excitement, an energizing buzz amongst your warm audiences and your email list. It allows you to get other speakers involved. So it allows you to go out into the network, into the space, network, right? Do something new, create value, and get people into a place. And now you can really position your offers out of value. So instead of shoving someone into a webinar and just selling them, you're now bringing them into a two-day experience. They're going to learn a ton. You give opportunities for speakers to get access to your audiences. They're excited. They're happy. You're happy. Your audience is happy. And now, because of the immense value that you're bringing, it's a nature of the beast. What happens? You bring all that value, the financials from it are insane afterwards. So this year we did one summit and the numbers were great, but I really got energized about this summit because I was like, you know what? We're going to do it right before the holiday kicks off. It'll be a big event where we rally the troops, bring everybody in, have a great time, have fun with it. And yeah, hopefully it's profitable for Learn, but I already know this. I've learned this over decades now. The more value we provide you, the more money you give us. It's cool. I'm okay with that relationship. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm proud of it, right? And I'm sure you are too. So a summit funnel isn't for the faint-hearted though. It's not necessarily the funnel I really advise newbies to go into, but regardless, we have the best funnel expert that is going to be present, who's going to share with you exactly how to do summit funnels, right? So if you're curious to see who that person is, just go ahead, go to learn.com/CF Summit right now. I'm not going to release his name. I'll let you see it. I'll give you the last name. It's Ecker. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Ecker. I know there, you might be thinking, well, I know that last name. Go check it out. He is known as the expert in our industry now for summit funnels. He's not only going to show you how to build the funnel, but he's actually going to reveal to you how to build a great summit. So if you're starting from scratch, heck, even if you're just an affiliate, you don't have your own products, you can actually use summits and make really good money from them. So summits are, again, not evergreen, really. I'm not sure if we've really quite figured out how to evergreen summits. And I'm not sure they're really meant to be evergreen, personally. I'm sure everything can be evergreen. So I'm sure there's a way to make it evergreen. But I like using summits as a live event. I'm going to plan on running 3, if not 4 summits next year in 2022. We'll make them even bigger. We'll rally the troops, get great speakers, have you have an amazing time, have it just be profitable for everybody. So let's see how we do with this copy and funnel summit that we're putting together now. And I'm going to absolutely share more notes with you after the summit's over. Things I learned, things I, you know, would do better next time or do different, or things I would repeat again next time. So again, summit funnels, I love them. I think that they monetize in multiple ways. I think they're value driven. I think that they take just enough work that you're never going to see a market get full and absorbed of them. You were actually, you know, when COVID first happened, God, everyone and their mother was doing a funnel, excuse my language, but I just, that was really annoying. It got to a point where I actually wrote off summits. I was like, I refuse to speak at another virtual summit. I'm done. But that only lasted for about 3-4 months, and then it dove off. And now you don't really hear anyone doing virtual summits. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everyone wants to attend virtual summits, though. Trust me. So it has just enough barrier of entry that I don't think you'll see everybody doing it. It has incredible monetization. It's a great way to grow your brand and to give your brand a big boost up. So again, join us for an absolutely free lesson on how to build summit funnels, learn.com/CF Summit. All right. Now, last but not least, what is the type of funnel that I used in 2021, but I personally won't be using again in 2022? I'm going to really make some people upset by this. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to make anyone upset, but it is challenge funnels. There, I said it. It's a load off my back. Why? So the first challenge we did was in February of 2021, and holy moly, I thought I would delete my entire business and just start doing challenges after that. It was a rock star runaway, huge success. So much so that I turned around and planned another challenge to be done in April. The April one was not. Then we did another one in June. Not really. We did another one. Here's my thing with challenge funnels. The first one you ever do to your audience will crush it. After that, the problem is it's a lot of work. Do you know how flipping exhausting they are? Now, here's the deal. The truth with me is I am an introvert. I do not get energy by constantly being in front of people teaching, training, and doing all that. I don't. That's just not how I get my energy. I get my energy by literally being left alone, quiet. That's how I get my genius. A challenge funnel will last 5 days, 7 days, 9 days, 12 days. Usually, you almost always have to be the person that's highlighting, right? What I love about a summit funnel is, yeah, I do. I'm going to be doing talks, but to be very candid, some of my talks might be pre-recorded, right? But also, out of two entire days, I might talk for maybe 2 or 3 hours out of the entire 2 days. And then it's 2 days, it's over. A summit, 5, 7, 9, 10, 12, 20 days, every day you're on live for an hour, 2 hours, it's exhausting. And then what I noticed is I would look at, now maybe I don't do them right. Maybe I'm not good at challenge funnels. I'm totally open to that, right? But then we had someone else at our team try to do a challenge funnel. And when he finished this, Jeremy came out and Jeremy said the same thing. He's like, oh my God, I'd rather just do a big webinar, bro. Like that was a lot of work. I'm like, yeah. What I noticed is the financials for me doing a challenge funnel kind of matched when I do a great webinar. If I just do an extended 3-4 hour webinar, or if I do like a 1 day summit or a half day summit, it's the same effect. I didn't really see anything much more come out of it financially. And then as far as the students go, kind of felt like they get the same value and I don't need to have them stretching their time. I will say one nice thing about challenges was the student connection. I do love that, but I have other ways to get my connection with my students that's not me showing up 2 to 3 hours a day for many days in a row. I'm telling you, some of the challenges I did by the 5 or 6 days in, I was dead tired. That's me. That's a me thing. Now, I have other friends, by the way, that love challenges, kill it with challenges, are... So that's why I said, I probably just don't do it right because I don't have the passion for it. But I have some friends who literally, if you tell them, hey, I want you to show up and train live every day for the next 30 days for 3 hours a day, they're like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, seriously, anything but that, please. So for me, challenge funnels are not going to be really making it into 2022. Now, maybe some of our Learn experts will do challenges if they want to. That doesn't mean Learn won't do any challenges. Maybe I'll be inspired and there'll be some offer we have where a challenge funnel makes perfect sense. So I'm not saying never say never, right? I'm not saying we'll never do it. But me personally, I don't think I'll be doing a challenge again for quite some time unless, again, the perfect opportunity arises and something clicks and I decide to do it. But for the most part, most likely not. So there you go. Having said that, those are the three funnels that are going to go on to make me $30 million plus dollars in 2021. Now, remember, I have other funnels too, so it's not like that's the only sales we made. I also want to be very clear, I ain't making profit of $30 million. So a lot of that's, yeah, huge chunk of that's going into cost, right? So, but having said that, it's also awesome. So we have other funnels we're doing. We have other funnels we're trying, but those are the three that we did the most with. And webinar, by the way, webinar funnels was probably 85% of it. Like webinar funnels just still continue to dominate. So you want to learn more about all of these? I'm going to see you at the Copy and Funnel Summit. It's coming right up. Make sure you mark your calendars. Write the date and time down. L-U-R-N for, are you, blah, blah, blah. Let me try that again. LURN.com/CF Summit. This is Onyx Scott reminding you when life pushes you, stand straight, smile and push it the heck back. I cannot wait to see you live during the summit where we are going to show you how to build a killer digital publishing business and literally make millions of dollars by selling information on the internet, a business that is awake when you're asleep, working while you're on vacation, and couldn't care less where in the world you are. It's an awesome business model. Personally, I've done over $300 million with it myself, and we have 19 speakers joining us for this summit who've collectively done over $1 billion. So as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push the heck back. See you live on the summit. See you then. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.